So first, thank my father for letting me teach this very, very chashuva kahal, this very chashuva daf group. So we're just my father, the Gemara in Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, starts by the second line, Tan Rabbanan. So till now we were talking about Hilchos Avelos, the laws of Aninut, the day of death, the day of burial. So because of that, we're now going to talk about the Pesukim of the Torah that maybe mention Aninut, and those are the ones that are talking about Aaron HaKohen when his two sons die. So all today's daf is really going to be about trying to explain the connection and what was going on in those Tem Pesukim, whatever it was, in the Torah where Moshe told Aaron, even though you're an Onan, you're obligated to eat the Mincha Karban. Also, he said you're obligated to eat the special matanos that are given to a Kohen, the chaz of a shok, of the shlamim. And Aaron goes and does not eat the chatas. And the Gemara is going to discuss why didn't Aaron eat the chatas. So, Tanur Rabban, our rabbis taught, ki chen tzuvesi, kasher tzivisi, kasher tziva Hashem. So these are three times in that parasha, in those couple of psukim, that Moshe tells Aaron, like I have been commanded. So the first one, the Gemara is going to go through each one. Ki chen tzuvesi ba'aninos yochlua. Aaron, this is right after they died. Moshe is talking to Aaron. This is the first or second pasuk. It says on the side that Achatem osam akom kadosh kichat chavachak manecha hi. So I've been commanded that you should eat it, even though you guys are technically prohibited because you're an onan. Even so, you should eat it. And then the next pasuk of kasher tzivisi.
This is about the mincha.
So over here, Moshe is telling Aaron the Kohen, eat the mincha. Kasher tzivisi b'shas ma'aseh. This is after Moshe walks in. He sees that the chatas was completely burnt. No one ate it, even though the law halacha is that a chatas is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. So Moshe said to them, why didn't you do kasher tzivisi b'shas ma'aseh? Like I commanded you when I originally spoke to you guys, that I said kichein tzivisi, that Hashem commanded me to eat the karbanos, even though you guys are onanim and therefore prohibited. So Amar Lahan, kasher tziva Hashem. Moshe added on that it's kasher tziva Hashem, and different was Moshe, it's Hashem commanded. Lo me'alai ani omer, I'm not saying this by myself, rather it's from Hashem. So Rav Steinman points out, what does it mean lo me'alai ani omer, I'm not saying it by myself. Someone thought Moshe would go around making up things, saying it was in the word, saying Hashem said it to him. Kasher tziva Hashem. Saying that Aaron would think that Moshe was a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. So he says it's since by Matan Torah, Moshe had made up something, and Hashem had agreed to him, that Hashem was masking to Moshe. Moshe pushed off Matan Torah for a day to give Bnei Yisrael more time to prepare themselves mentally and spiritually for the receiving of the Torah. Moshe was telling them, now, this wasn't made up by me that I think Hashem will agree to. This is completely from Hashem. So Gemara now is a problem. For a minute, I'll ask you a contradiction. So we have to get back. Why was the chatas actually burnt? Why was the chatas offering burnt? So the Braisa says it was bnei aninus. It was because they were an oni, that's why they burnt it. So now we have a contradiction. God said you should eat it when you're an oni. And they're going around burning the chatas because they were owning him? Do you think they're better than God? So the Gemara says, Harab Yehuda, Harab Nechem. One is going like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and the other is going like the Tana Rabbi Nechemya. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mipnei Anino Sarfua, L'kach Ne'emar Ka'ela. Therefore, the verse says, Ka'ela. And Aaron was responding to Moshe. Aaron says, V'atikra'ena Hayom Ka'ela. And it happened to me like these things. Meaning, like these things that my two sons died, that became an Onan, and therefore, I had to burn the Karba. That's Divrei Rab Nechemya. That's what Nechemya says. So that's the view of the second Braisa that said Ne'anina Sesheva. What's the view of the first Braisa that seems to say that God commanded to eat it even though they were an Onan? Rabbi Huda Rab Shimon Omrim Ne Toma Nesefa. It was burned because of impurity. It somehow became impure. And the halacha is, if a karbon comes impure, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. So therefore, they had to burn the karbon because it became impure. She'imata omer.
That's a very strange idea. It means that they,
they brought a lot of karbanos because it was also it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Chanukah Samishkan, it was the karbanos of Nachshon and Aminadav. So this carbon got impure, but the others didn't.
Yeah.
Is that because of the death of the boys?
I don't know. Maybe it was the death of the boys that made it impure. Some dead rodent fell on it,
but
right?
But we also learn that Kohen Gadol doesn't mourn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't come on then, the Kohen Gadol?
He doesn't, that's true. He doesn't go out for his relatives, right?
His sons.
That's why he stays clean.
Right, okay, that's true.
Is that true also about eating? That's only true about working. Is that also true about eating?
Mitzvah, I don't think it's true, right? I think you're right. He's not allowed to eat. He does the service, but he's not allowed to eat.
Well, we're going to see. That's what Moshe's question is going to be to.
They were eating the kebabs and the rest of people eating the bun. is that how it works in the desert?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sometimes the rest of the people also had kebabs, right? You had the slav, the quail, and
they small had kebabs.
Small kebabs. Duck. They had duck.
It used to be a kohanim in Sinai.
It did. Everyone sure. Else was with the man. That's right.
So that's definitely very interesting that this is the only one. But the Gemara is going to now discuss, really, the Gemara is now going to ask questions on Reb Nechemya's Shita. So we have three Tanam, really. We have Reb Nechemya against Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon hold that it was burnt because it became impure, and therefore it was not allowed to be eaten, while Reb Nechemya holds it was burnt because they were an Oni. They had just had their sons die. Aaron, his sons, died, and Elazar and Itamar, their brothers, died that day. They were buried that day, and therefore they couldn't eat the karbanos. The Gemara now has three questions that were asked to Reb Nechemya. She'ima to Omer, if you're going to tell me, b'pnei aninos tisifa, it was burnt because of aninos, question one. Hayu l'shloshton shiyisrfu. My father just mentioned that today was actually a very, very busy day. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the eighth day of the Miluyim, which is the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And it was the first day of the Chanukah HaMizbeach from the Nesiim, when the Nesiim brought their special Kabbanos. They brought their special Kabbanos for 12 straight days, starting from the first of Nisan until and continuing throughout until the end of the 12th of Nisan. This was the first day. This is the day of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, when he brought his Karban. So there were really three Seirs. There was one seer for Rosh Chodesh, which is coming L'chaper. There was one seer for Nasha ben Aminadav, because of his special carbon of a Nasi. And the Pasuk says explicitly that God commanded there to be another seer. I don't know why, but God commanded there should be a special seer on the eighth day of the Miluyim, on this day. So there were three seerim. So the Gemara asks, Hayu l'shlosh to seersevu, all three should be burned. Because if they were an onan, and therefore they felt they couldn't eat the seer, just like they weren't allowed to eat the seer of Rosh Chodesh, they weren't allowed to eat the seer of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, or of the other special seer that God commanded to eat on this day. So why was it only the seer of Rosh Chodesh burnt? Davar Acher, question two. Hayu ra'u l'ochlo no'erev. Just wait till the night. We know, we just learned yesterday, that the night maybe is not considered aninut. So the Gemara is going to bring out from here that the night is also aninut. D'oraisa. But the Gemara asks right now, just wait till the night when they're not oni. Davar Acher, question three. Follow Pinchas Ayimon. Pinchas, he wasn't related directly to Nadav and Avihu. He was only a nephew. Therefore, he was allowed. He was not an oni. And he was allowed to eat kashim. So why didn't he finish eating all the karbanos?
Why did they burn it?
Let him eat the whole thing. Right. He'll have a lot of kebabs.
If you have Pinchas or you have the night, you don't need to burn it.
Right. So Rava, Amar Rava said, I'll tell you a different answer. Really, you don't have to say, going back to the two brises before. Again, two brises. One brise said they burnt the carbon because of aninos, and the other one said that God said, eat it, even though you aren't owning. So Rava said, I'll tell you a different answer to that question, and afterwards, the Gemara is going to go back to these three questions on Reb Nechemya, and the Gemara is going to answer all of them. Aidi v'aidi Reb Nechemya. Both brises could be going like Reb Nechemya. Look, Kasha, there's no contradiction. Kan b'kotche shah, kan b'kotche doros. There's a difference. It was only Kodesh now. It was Kodesh Shah. It was a random, really, command by God to bring it, like the Mincha of the Miluyim. It was an 8-day thing. This is the only time it was going to be brought. Throughout the rest of history, it was never brought. But Kodesh Doros, the Seer of Rosh Chodesh, was brought every single Rosh Chodesh. From then on until we lost the Beis HaMikdash, they were mourning about yesterday. They always brought the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. it's going to be a period of 700 years unless they lost the Mishkan in the interim. But as long as they had the Mishkan, they always brought the Tzara Rosh Chodesh. Since it was the Doros, therefore it could not be eaten by an Onin, even though God gave permission for an Onin to eat. He only gave permission to eat the Katshe Shah, the Mincha, the one that were not regular, right, the irregular ones. So Reb Nechemya, Heichi Matai Tzahani Kroi, Rabban Heichi Matai Tzahani Kroi. Now we go very much down into the nitty gritty psukim. We want to know how does the Nechemya and how do the Rabbanan, how do each of them read the psukim of the conversation between Aaron and Moshe when Aaron came in and had them burnt. I don't have a chumash in front of me, but it's fine. The psukim go that Moshe gives the command to eat the mincha. Moshe then also gives the command to eat parts of the shlamim, the parts of the shlamim that the Kohanim were able to eat. Then Moshe walks in and sees that v'hinei soraf, darosh darash Moshe. Moshe asks very strongly, why was the chatas burnt? Moshe says, one second, it wasn't brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in which case it would have to be burnt. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, if the blood of a chatas is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the Kodesh, and it has to be burnt, you're not allowed to then go and eat it. It becomes holy and it has to be burnt. So he says it wasn't done. That wasn't done to it. It was still. It didn't go out of the walls of the Azara. So therefore, it was always in the right place at the right time. So why did you guys go and burn it? And Aaron has to answer back to him. Behold, Hain Hayom Lo Ikrivu, because we were a Onin. That's what it would sound like from the pasuk. And the Gemara wants to go now. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit interesting. According to the Shita that holds that it was because of Tuma, why is Aaron seemingly mentioning Anita? He doesn't mention it straight out. He says Ka'ela, like these things. The simple understanding is Ka'ela, like these things that just happened to me, my two sons dying. But according to the reader of Shimon, maybe it's going to have to mean something else, because they hold it was burnt because it became impure, not because they were owning it. So the Gemara says like this. Nechemya answers the pasuk like this. Madua lo achatem. Moshe asked them, why didn't you eat? Amar lo Moshe la Aaron. Moshe asks Aaron, Shema nichlas damo lefnai v'lefne. Maybe the dam of the chatas accidentally came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amar lo hein lo huva es damo. Nope, wasn't brought in. The dam stayed in the Azara the whole time. Okay, so Moshe tries another thing. Shema chotze mechitzas yatza. Maybe it went outside the mechitzas, therefore you guys had to burn it. On my lower Kodesh, I said, no, it was in the Kodesh the whole time. Nothing bad happened to it. So as Roger said, a Kohen Gadol is not disqualified by Aninut, but his sons are. So there, Moshe was asking, maybe your sons brought it. You made a mistake. I told you to bring all the Kabanos because you weren't disqualified. Maybe you didn't listen. Maybe your sons brought it instead of you. And therefore the Kaban was disqualified and you had to burn it. Amala Moshe, do you think they brought the Kabanos? Anikrafti, I brought everything. So Moshe now says back, if you're right that you brought it, not your sons, and v'hein lohuva es dama, the dam was not brought inside, u'bakodesh ha'isan, who were made in the Kodesh Nazar the entire time, acha tochlu ol saka sher tzivisi, just like I commanded you, b'shas maisa, that the next word is Gemara, ba'aninus yochlua, you should eat it as you are oninim, because here it is different, this is a special command from God, therefore, why did you guys not eat it like I told you? So, amar lo, vatekrena osi ka'ela, and it befell me like this,
were it to befall me,
osi is me, so were it to befall me like these, v'achalti chatas hayom, and I would eat the chatas hayom, hayita be'ini Hashem, would it be good in the eyes of Hashem? Shema lo shamata. So now the Gemara is explaining what this pasuk means. So Aaron was telling back to Moshe, Shema lo shamata ela bekatshe shah. Maybe your halacha, what you heard from God, that you're supposed to eat the karbanos that were offered on this day, even though we're an onin, maybe that was only by katshe shah, but the irregular karbanos. But diva katshe doros, if you even heard by katshe doros, kavachomer. I have a logic to say that I shouldn't be eating katshe doros since I'm an oni. I should only be eating the least possible amount, that is the katshe shah. So what's the logic? Kavachomer mi meiser. I have a logic, an inference from meiser haka. Meiser sheni is taken out from the produce and brought to Yishalayim to be eaten there by the owners. And Uma Meiser HaKal. Meiser is very kal in its Kedusha. It can be eaten by anyone, it can be eaten by Yisrael, it doesn't only have to be into the Kohen. It's fruits, all has to be brought to Yerushalayim, it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, it doesn't have to be eaten on Har HaBayis. So it's a very kal Kedusha, it's very easy Kedusha. And Ma'amaisa Kal Amar Torah Lo Chalti Be'oni Mimenu, after 3 years, there's a halacha in the Torah, you have to burn the Meiser. Any leftover Meiser, Chuma, anything like that, that you forgot to go up, you have to burn it all. And when you're burning it, you have to say a statement. And what that statement is, Lo Chalti Be'oni Mimenu. I didn't eat any of it while I was an Onin. So clearly, even though there's some light Kedusha, it's not really a big deal. Still, you have to say, L'chalti b'oni meni, I didn't eat it as an onin. So if even by such a light, easy kedusha, the halacha is that it's also to eat it as an onin, b'kadshei doros lo kol shekin, kadshei doros is really, really holy karbanos, so holy they're going to last forever. Obviously, I shouldn't be eating them as an onin. Miyad v'yishma Moshe itav enav, it was very good in Moshe's eyes. Holdeh, he agreed. V'lo bosh, he wasn't embarrassed to say, v'lo bosh Moshe lo mar lo shamati. He wasn't embarrassed to the extent that he had to say, I didn't hear. That's not so embarrassing to say you didn't hear something, okay? So then no one has blames on you. Instead, Moshe said, no. Elo ama shamatim shachachti. He wasn't embarrassed that I heard and I forgot. Moshe was the paradigm of a leader, and he was willing to take the blame if he forgot something, and this is the only time maybe, there may have been one other time that he forgot, but Moshe said, I heard about this halacha, and I thought I forgot. Aaron was right, so this is all according to the shita that holds that Ba'aninos Nisrafa was burnt as an oni. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Heichem Tatzlu, how are they going to answer up these psukim? So Mara says, Heichem Tatzlu, this is how they answer it up. Madua lo achatem esachatas b'makum kadosh. So now we're going to go through the same shakir v'tayah, the same discussion. Why didn't you guys eat it in the holy place? So again, Moshe asked them, Shema nechnas dam alef and ayv alef nem. Maybe the blood went into the kosh ha-kadoshim. Ama lo hein lo huves dam. No, it didn't go in. Fine, Shema chos mitzich chitzas al yatas. Maybe it went out. Of the walls of the Azara. Ama lo hein b'kodesh. I said, no, it always remained in the kodesh. V'dilma v'an nisak akrivisuha. Okay, so maybe your sons brought it as onanim. Upisosua, and they disqualified it. Amal Moshe, no. Hein akrivua the possible aninas. Anikrivisuya, I brought it. You think they would bring it? In fact, Moshe to them, Vidilma agam bimaraychu pashatu bav itmo. Now we have a new question. Maybe because of your bitterness, because you guys were so upset about the loss of your kids, Aaron, you were posheya, you were negligent, and it became tameh. Therefore, you have to burn it. So look at Aaron's reply. Aaron tells him, "Amar lo Moshe." He said to Moshe, "Kach ani beinecha? Is this how I am in your eyes? Shani mevate kachay kachim? That I disgrace kachay kachim? Kachay shemayim? Sorry, that the karena osi kaela." And that such things befell me, that I had my two sons die. Therefore, you said that I'm mara, I'm very bitter. And therefore, I'd be mevaza, I would disgrace. Kachet shamayim, va'afilu eile v'cha eile. Even if these and like these, ain't any mevaza kachet shamayim. I would never do such a thing. Chas v'shal. I would never stop thinking about kachet shamayim for a second. The question is, he said a second ago that it was burnt because of tumah. So the Gemara is going to say, basically, it did become tumah, but it was by there, it was ones. It wasn't pshia. Was against their will, became tummy. As I say, it was sitting out for a very long time. Since it was sitting out, it somehow became tummy. Someone else touched it. But it wasn't Aaron's fault. It wasn't a pshia. We see by Aaron's vociferous reply, he thought this was horrific to say that was his fault. So, Amar lo, v'i, and if...
Moshe says that.
V'hein lo huvez dama. So if you're tackled right on that, what? That it wasn't brought into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Ooh, that Kodesh HaSan never went out of the Azara. So, Achul Tochlu also, by Kodesh HaKadosh. You see, why didn't you listen to me about Nina Silchlua? On my law, he said, Dim, Shem Elo Shemata El Balayla. Moshe, maybe you only heard to eat it at night, because we know night is more kuladik, night is more lenient. Dibi Yom, if you heard even by day, Kavachomer, Maisar HaKal. So now we go to the same Kavachomer. Uma, Maisar HaKal, Amar Torah. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, I didn't eat as an onin. Kodesh chamer lo koshikin. Kodesh is very stringent. Obviously, I shouldn't eat as onin miyad. Vayishma Moshe v'ita b'einav, it was good in Moshe's eyes. And v'ita b'ein lo bosh Moshe loma. Again, Moshe wasn't embarrassed to say lo shamati. El lo shamati v'shachachti. I heard and I forgot. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Ibailu. they should have waited and ate it at night. Because both the courts of Nechemiah holds it's because of Anina, so at night there wouldn't have been an Oni. And according to the Abanan, they hold that Anina said, now you are allowed to eat it. That's what happened to the Mincha. So why didn't they wait till night? So Mar says, Bishdem alir Abanan, Bishdem according. So Mar says, Tuma be'ones basa. Tuma came be'ones. Without any negligence. Somehow Tuma happened to come on this carbon only. Very interesting, as my father said, only one carbon got Tuma. But yeah, that's what happened. One carbon got Tumah, and that carbon has to be burnt. That's according to the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So the Marna says, Bishleim le Rabbanon, Bishleim according to Rabbanon, Hainu d'chsiv hayom. The Pasuk says that, behold, it had to be burnt chatat hayom, the chatat of the day. So why is stressed chatat hayom, the chatat of the day? The answer is that because today I couldn't eat it because it was hayom. I couldn't eat it. But if it would have been night, I would have been allowed to eat it. But because it was day, I couldn't. So the Mar says, Elalur Nechemya my hayom. Why did it say that, oh, it was a chatas hayom? That doesn't matter. You wouldn't have even if it was at night. You can never eat it according to him. Obviously. Otherwise, just wait till night and eat it then. So the Mar says, okay, chovas hayom. It means it was an obligation of the day. Which means that it was, since it was an obligation of the day, meaning it was katshe doros, it was something which was going to come for many, many doros, it was a seer of Rosh Chodesh, it was unique to the day of Rosh Chodesh, therefore since it was katshe doros, it was more holy than the other karbanos. Since it was more holy than the other karbanos, Aaron didn't think it would be right for him to eat such a karban since he was a oni. So the Mar now goes through another part of the pasuk. B'shtem Reb Nechemya, haynu d'chsev, hein hayom. At the beginning of the pasuk, the verse says, Aaron says to Moshe, "Hein hayom ikrivu es chatasam v'solasam v'nei Hashem, v'atukren osi keilav v'achat achat hayom hayitav eini Hashem." So he starts off saying, "Hein hayom ikrivu." Behold, today they have brought es chatasam. So Mar wants to know, what does that mean, "Hein hayom"? So Mar says, according to Nechemiah, it's very good. Why? "Hein" is referring to the karbon. "Hein hayom," these karbanos of the day, hikrivu, they brought the chatas and the ola, and therefore the pasuk continues to say, should I eat the chatas hayom? Should I eat the chatas of the day, which is the obligation of the day? According to the Rabbanan, El Rabbanan, my hein hayom. What's hein hayom? These are the day. What was special about something on this day? So Hachi Ka'amar, this is what it's saying. Hein hikrivu, ani hikrav. Moshe was really asking it as Aaron was asking it as a question. He was answering one of Moshe's questions. Aaron was saying, "Hein hayom hikrivu." So he said, "Do you think they brought it? Ani hikrivti. I was the one that brought it." The pasuk doesn't really mention where Aaron said ani hikrivti, but the "Hein hayom hikrivu" is supposed to be read b'tmiya with the lashon of a question. "Hein hayom hikrivu. Do you think they were the ones that brought it today? Chas v'shalom. You told me I should bring it. I'm a kohen gadol. I'm allowed to work as an oni. Therefore, I brought it, not them." So now we're going to go back to the three questions we had on Reb Nechemya, who said it was burnt because of Aninus, and we're going to try to answer each one. Amar Ma, the master said, Hayu l'shloshtan sheyisifu. All three karbanos should have been burnt. So now I was going to say, how did we have so many karbanos? My shloshtan, what do we mean, three karbanos, three se'irim? Time within a braisa. Ve'esir hachatos, and the se'ir hachatos, darash Moshe. Moshe requested for repeatedly. So the Gemara says, Se'ir zu se'ir nachsha. The word se'ir is coming to tell me there was a se'ir there called the se'ir nachsha. That was the story of nachsha menam yadav's carbon. Chatas zu chatas shmin. Chatas is a reference to the chatas of shmin, of the eighth day of the miluyim. As we said, there was a special carbon that God commanded to be brought on the eighth day of miluyim. That was this chatas. Darosh, se'ir shar. Doros, the Moshe requested, that's a reference to the Sire of Rosh Chodesh. So now the Mar doesn't yet know which one was burnt. The Mar is going to discuss that in a minute. Yachol Shloshta Nisifu. Maybe I would think that all three were burnt. Talmud Lomar, Vihine Sarap, Lashon Yachid. Not Vihine Sarafu, Vihine Sarap. So Echon Nisraf, Loshloshta Nisifu. Only one. Doros, Darash. Shtei drishos lamali. Why do I need the double expression? Darosh darash. Just say it once. Darash. Moshe asked, what happened to the chatas? Amar lehu. So he said to them, "Menei ma chatas zu nisifa." One question. Question number two. Ve'elu munachos. And these are left over. So it was really a double question. Why is one special that it was burnt? And why were the others left over? So that's why it says double darosh darosh. It was two separate questions. Next part of the Gemara. Any yodea is up. But I don't yet know which sire, which one was the one that was left over. Kishu Omer, when it says, V'osan asan lochem losi, says avon ha'eda. Moshe, when he was reprimanding Aaron, he says, the sire I gave you was meant, l'chape es ha'avon ha'eda, losis, to carry the avon. Heavy Omer says, sire ha'shavash chodesh. Then you would think it's a sire ha'shavash, because the sire ha'shavash was meant for a kapar, was meant for an atonement. And therefore, Moshe had told Aaron, this sire was meant for atonement. So Moshe says, shapir karma lulurim nechemya. I'm sorry, Shapir Karmel, Lechora, they're asking a very good question. That all three should have been burnt, because since they were an Onin, all deserve to be burnt. So Mara answers, no, Rav Nechaim Tamid Amar, Kachesh Shah, Loi Pasla Buaninos. Rav Nechaim, according to his Shita holds, that if it was Kachesh Shah, it was an irregular commandment, then Aninos would not disqualify. So Nachshon was an irregular commandment, and the Sar and the 8th Emilim was definitely an irregular commandment, it was only meant for that day. Nachshon's covenant at least was all in the Nesim, they did it in 12 days. But these were irregular commandments, since they were irregular commandments, Aninos does not passel in them. So Amar Mar, the Master said, L'chora, he should have eaten at night. So Mar asked Shapir Kamalu L'chora, he's asking a good question. So the Mar answers Rav Nechemya, who held they couldn't even eat at night, because Savar, Anina Laila do Raisa, he held Anina at night was do Raisa. Okay, the Rabban had another question on Rav Nechemya. Halo Pinchas Ayiman, Pinchas with them, he should be in the Kabanos. Fetting Gemara, Shapir Kamalu, he's asking a good question. Pinchas is a good coin, why not let him eat? Savar Lake Kabalaza, they held like Kabalaza, Amalaza, Machanina, Loneskai, and Pinchas, such a hargle Zimri. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Since he hadn't yet killed Zimri, this is at the Chanukah of Mizbeach, it wasn't at the end by the Benos Moav. Therefore, he couldn't eat any of the carbonos. The save, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoi Salo Zar Achara Brit Kunat Olam. This is talking about Pinchas, and God says it'll be a Brit Kunat Olam.
What was so he doing there?
What was he doing? He wouldn't be inside then. He would be outside.
He's part of Bnei Yisrael.
Why did we say that all the Kohanim were Onanim and you had to burn the Rosh Chodesh carbon like Pinchas? The answer is he wasn't a Kohen.
No one else was allowed to eat it. So Rav Ashi says, no, Pinchas didn't become a Kohen. Asha Sam Shalom Min Hashvat. So this is a story in Yeshua that basically there was an almost a civil war that broke out between the tribes on the other side of the Jordan. Reuven, God and Chasir and Manasseh and the 10 tribes, 9.5 I should say, they were left inside Klal Yisrael. And Pinchas was a big peacemaker. He made peace between the tribes. Otherwise, there was almost going to be a civil war. Shneimar Yishma Pinchas HaKohen. And Pinchas the Kohen heard. The pasuk over here calls him Pinchas HaKohen. Till now, the pasuk always says Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. Pinchas son of Elazar HaKohen. The Kohen is only mentioned by Elazar, not by Pinchas. The pasuk over here says that Pinchas was the Kohen. That teaches me that this is when he became a Kohen. When C.A.A.W. Rush Alpha Yisrael, the Gomer and of the pasuk. Now I have a question. Vidach Nami Aksiv Haisalo Zara Achrav. Fetting Mark Kointer of Ashi, but it says by Zimri that it'll be for him and his Zara after him, Britku Nat Olam. Sounds like that's when he became a Kohen. So my Sivahi Bibracha. That was a blessing in the future, you know. You will become a Kohen. Brachu dusse. Fetting Marvi idach nami haksev aishna pinchas a Kohen. According to the first mandala, it says Pinchas became a Kohen when he killed Zimri. But the verse says over here, vayishma pinchas ha Kohen. Pinchas the Kohen heard. Maris ayu liyaches zaru achra. That was another bracha that all his kids would not be Kohanim Gedolim. That will say you're a special Kohen Pinchas, that all your kids will be the Kohen Gadol after you, and that's what happened in the first place of Mikdash. All the Kohanim Gadolim were only from Pinchas' kids.
This is the second year they're in the Midbar, right?
Correct, the whole story of this time.
When did Pinchas kill Zimri?
The 40th year.
So.